Radio. I'm Joy Piazza. Many local and federal agencies are at the scene of the pedestrian bridge collapse in Miami.
The FBI is also out here supporting Miami-Dade's police department's effort. So we're grateful to all our federal partners. We need them to stay here and help us get this all sorted out.
Florida Congressman Carlos Curbelo, at least six people died. The design company for the bridge faced fines back in 2012 when a slab of concrete fell off a bridge under construction in Virginia. The White House pushing back on staffing shakeups, blaming Democrats that positions at top levels of government are still vacant.
They say that a procedural vote forced in the Senate totaled four for George W. Bush. Barack Obama, the president, got 17 in his first term, and that President Trump faces 79.
Fox's Rich Edson. Democrats say many positions, like ambassador to South Korea, haven't been chosen yet. Fox News. We report, you decide.
It's All Request Friday.
I'm working Burger King, making flavor whoppers. I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run. Don't bump and fight and hot bad and really hurt bad and so the skin grabs. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Where is the bell? Wait for the bell. Can't hear the bell. Where is the bell? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. I'm Wicked Burger King making flavor whoppers. I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun.
Yes, skin grafts hurt. That's our public. Oh, I had your mic, huh? It's the Friday Mishpucha. I'm Greg Bidell. I'm your gracious host, occasionally truculent. I was once this afternoon.
Yeah.
Talking about Eric Holder.
Yeah, but
he's a prick.
I'm wondering.
What?
Have you ever fried yourself?
Fried?
Have you ever burned yourself with hot oil? I have.
Listen, beginner.
Like with it popping out of the pan at you?
No, I mean like a legit commercial size fryer.
Oh, geez.
No, I haven't done that with a commercial size fryer, but, and I just told this story recently, so I'll keep it brief.
Here's another lame-ass story from Greg Dudell.
My first apartment, and the cool thing about having your first apartment is that you can, you know, when you make bacon, you can eat all of it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Because
I think a single serving of bacon is five strips.
That's about right.
Yeah, close.
Get out of here with two.
So I had a shallow frying pan. I had it filled with bacon. So as the bacon cooked down, obviously it's full of hot oil. When I lifted the pan off the stove, when it was ready to, the bacon was ready to be removed and drained, I tilted the frying pan just enough so that the hot oil ran down the handle of the pan, wrapped around my left index finger, and I immediately dropped the frying pan to the floor because it hurt so bad, and so I splattered myself with hot oil, too. I ran to the sink, filled it with cold water. I didn't want to look. After holding it under cold water for a few minutes, the skin had completely boiled off.
Oh, my.
So I had to call 911 because I was in too much pain to drive myself to the hospital. And it's amazing that, you know, this finger doesn't have any permanent scarring on
it. Jeez, yeah.
But that's my story. What's yours?
I was working at a donut shop, and we had to flip the glaze, or the normal donuts, with these two little sticks in the fryer. You drop them, drop the cage in there.
Sticks!
The donuts start floating. It's about a little less than a minute, and you just start flipping real quick with the two flipping sticks.
Like those cooking chopsticks, the long
ones? Yeah, like the big cooking chopsticks. And I dropped the right one out of my right hand. And not thinking, you know, when you drop something, you try to grab it real quick.
Ooh.
I didn't do the whole hand, but thumb, pointer finger, middle finger, and ring finger, trying to pluck it out of the fryer, all the tips burned. Luckily, I have fingernails. It wasn't too bad. But woo!
Don't do that twice.
Ow!
Alan, you got a burn story to tell us?
I don't, unfortunately. I've never really burned myself.
You can't join our club.
Badly, I'm sorry. I guess I'll go home
stories.
Now.
Yeah! Burn
it's been fun. Sorry. Take my toys and go home.
All right. We have been teasing all after. We actually opened the show with it, and then listener Bill called and asked us to play it. And it certainly is worth a second spin just to set it up. We were in the middle of the Cheap and Trashy on the morning show a couple days back, and we were talking about this young man who was sexually assaulted, if that's the right term, by What's-Her-Puss on American Idol. Katy Perry.
Just like being punched in the face.
She had kissed him forcefully on the lips. He'd never been kissed before.
Yeah.
As it turns out, you know, that was taped a while back. Since that was taped, he has got a legit girlfriend and has kissed her, and he liked it. He said she was soft. And that's good, because if you kiss somebody and all you get is teeth, that's not fun. So
some people have big teeth.
So we were relating this story on the air. Became a conversation with Jay and Emily, and this is what happened.
There's not a whole lot of cheap and trashy news, except for the cheap and trashy moment between Katy Perry and the 19-year-old American Idol contestant who told the New York Slimes that if she had asked me if I wanted to kiss her, I would have said no.
Oh.
But she forced it on him. And doesn't that play to a sort of a sexist theme that, well, what's wrong with any man that wouldn't want to be kissed by Katy Perry?
Yeah, she shouldn't have done it.
She shouldn't have.
Yeah, kind of. Maybe if she had asked him.
He told her. He said that he'd never kissed a girl before, and he was saving it for, like, I guess he was seeing somebody.
He's also
at the
a regular
time.
Listener of In Game Chat with Jay Scott and his friend.
Makes perfect sense. Thank you.
I'm sorry, buddy. I couldn't.
I know. The door was open. You just walked in.
Oh, my God.
I got it.
She cried?
I think you struck a nerve here with her.
Wow. She loves that. Please insult me more, Greg. I think it works for Emily. And that's really all that I care about.
Oh, God.
Jay's like, thanks for the plug?
No, it's fine.
Oh, she's crying. She's crying. She's laughing so hard.
Well,
I think she might bust a gut here in a second, don't you?
Oh, God.
Well, it was worth it for that.
Man.
There's really.
I think that's cheap and trashy for today.
There's no following that.
Oh, man.
I'm sure the happy hour audience will love
the longest laugh in the world.
Jeez. I didn't mean to snort.
At my expense, which was even
worse. No, it was Greg. The oxygen's starting to come back to my brain.
A snort will take a lot out of you like that.
Lot.
I think I should get a badge or a medal for that, you know? The inference being, of course, that since he had never kissed a girl and he was 19, he was probably a regular listener of Jay's Saturday afternoon show, right? Nerd.
Yeah, why not? You would think so, but
I listen to Jay's show. But
there are some pretty sexy, gamer people, chicks out there.
There are people that listen to Jay's show, even though they have no idea what they're talking about, just because it's so interesting to listen to a group of guys that's so tuned in to what their passion is.
Yeah.
And it certainly isn't women.
Uh-oh.
Hey. I'm kidding.
Hey,
No. Jay's one of those people, though. And he loved the fact that cracked her up. But he's one of those people that if you make a joke at his expense, you still feel guilty because he's such a nice guy.
He is such a nice guy. Don't make fun of Jay.
He really is. He's the real deal. It's 5:11. We got a traffic situation you need to know about.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding, and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Seeing a little bit of decrease in the backup on that accident on 85 southbound going down to the ramp over to 65 southbound. The reason we're seeing that little bit of a let up is because people are taking side streets and getting away from that accident. Now, the side streets are starting to take a little bit of a beating, like South Union and Arba and some of the other side streets around there. So just be careful in that area. It's beginning to rain a little bit to go along with all that congestion down there. It's going to be very, very nasty for a while. When you're in an accident, you have a lot of questions and you need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is better than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stuart Vance at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I don't know why this catches me off guard, because we did feel a few drops of rain. Then I pulled up the Live in Fear Doppler, and there's quite a bit of rain to the west and north of us that has yet to move in, and storms are in the forecast for tomorrow. You see, right now, it's 22 days till the Trail of Tears, and my head is filled with all these things I got to do. So my memory's like a screen door right now, and a lot of stuff just ain't sticking. How are we doing on requests?
I think we're pretty much caught up.
Yeah, I have one more thing that Emily says ahead of us. So we've got room for yours at 272-9228. If you're floor shopping, please spare yourself the trip. You don't have to go bouncing around to carpet place and look for the best deal. You're going to get it with one stop at Georgia Floors Direct. With tens of thousands of square feet of choices and all types of high fashion floor, the latest, the absolute latest in flooring, and at a true wholesale price. Georgia Floors Direct was created on the premise of getting flooring directly from the manufacturers, not stuff they don't want or they couldn't sell. They just eliminate the middleman. That creates what's called a wholesale price, and that's what you get at Georgia Floors Direct. After you've made your selection, Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of floriers will arrange installation with people they've worked with for years, and they are amazing to watch. They really know what they're doing. So from beginning to end, it's a complete GFD experience. Georgia Floors Direct. They're open till 7 o'clock tonight and all day tomorrow on the boulevard across from Lowe's. Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination since 1969. They'll save you time and they'll save you money. Did we get a request?
No, just somebody reminding us that 85 South onto 65 South is still FUBAR, or a cluster, as he put it.
Ooh, yeah.
Charlie Foxtrot.
From what Rick Walker says, you can, if you need to go to Prattville, you stay to the right. I would recommend probably be much better off cutting through downtown over to 65 than trying to work your way through that mess and getting to 65 southbound from 85. Not a good idea, and probably won't be for a while while they clean that up. All right, we got news, your weather, and then it's all Request Friday, 272-9228. We already redeemed the Baumhauer's winning word of the day. Congratulations to Buddy Powell for paying attention this morning and winning this afternoon.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell J.
Yay, fun.
Southeastern Grocers confirmed yesterday that they're filing Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. They own several grocery stores, including Winn-Dixie. The filing means that the Winn-Dixie store at Delrata will be closing. That's one of Montgomery's oldest grocery store locations. 94 stores in all, closing 200 more in the crosshairs. An Elmore County jury has found 19-year-old Lakeith Smith guilty of felony murder, armed burglary, and theft in the first and second degree. He was one of five teens who left Montgomery and came to Elmore County in a stolen vehicle, broke into a house. One of the teens shot at a police officer who returned fire, killing him. Smith's defense attorney, Jennifer Holton, said his client was not a willing participant in the crime. The jury disagreed after seeing the evidence. And Charlie Holt, an Alabama broadcast legend, has died. He owned dozens of TV and radio stations, including WSFA Radio, where Hank Williams got his start here in Montgomery. That's headlines. I'm Wendell J.
Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're looking at a much warmer weekend forecast, but showers and thunderstorms will be around from time to time. That's the trade-off. For tonight and Saturday, the risk of showers and thunderstorms around from time to time. Overnight low in the upper 50s, high on Saturday up to about 77. More scattered showers and thunderstorms at times Saturday night into Sunday, mid-70s on Sunday. I think the rain chances are even a little higher on Sunday night into Monday. Showers and thunderstorms, a couple of those storms could be on the strong side. We'll be watching. Our weather app will keep you up to date on any weather changes over the weekend, plus hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, and interactive radar. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. It has instant notifications for severe weather alerts. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
517, let's say good afternoon to Frank.
Hey, how are you?
How are you?
I'm pretty good. I've been attending the round table event.
Yes, thank you.
For several weeks. And, Greg, I thought this would be a good opportunity to call and say hi.
Well, hi.
You know, and another thing I was going to mention is that...
Frank, have I not said hello to you at the event?
You have. You have said hello. You said hi and bye. but I wanted to mention something that I've heard on the news, but I haven't really heard on the radio. And that is this... you know, the girl that pulled her eyes out a couple weeks ago?
Gouged her eyes out?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember the story, yes.
Well, I had seen this a couple of times on the internet. I think one of them was a Fox posting. And I think that this 20-year-old young lady was from South Carolina. And this was in late February. Other than the fact that she was into drugs, she seemed kind of normal. And she heard these voices or these commands and gouged her eyes out.
Yeah.
It was written very descriptively.
Mm-hmm.
And I had not heard about it, like on the radio, on your station, and I really hadn't seen it on TV. But if you look it up on the internet, I mean, it's got her picture and her mother's picture, and she's going through all of these.
Frank, we did. I saw that link on Drudge. I did reference it. I just didn't see that it was necessarily a talk show topic or whatever. So I'm not sure what it is you want me to do.
Yeah, well, I mean, it just seems to be one of those weirdities that I didn't hear that it got that much attention. But other than getting shot when you're, going to your classroom as a young person, gouging your eyes out kind of goes up there. I mean,
Well, there's probably a political agenda behind it, so here's why it was.
This kid was, I don't know, I remember the story. It may have been demonic possession or something, but I remember the story. I did mention it. There are some things. You have to make decisions. You know, do we go into detail on this?
Yeah,
is there real news value? Is this something that's going to save somebody else's life, or is this just a whack job? Because, frankly, I could spend 3 hours telling nothing but those stories every day.
Well, sure. I think it's just one of those other examples of if you do drugs too much and too often, you never know what's going to happen. Right. I mean, it would be a lot safer to pick your nose rather than pick your eyes out.
Well, you'll get no argument from me on that. But, and Frank, I just want to say one other thing. At the Wednesday night gatherings, unless I'm totally off base here, I try to
to visit and spend time with everybody that comes every week.
Well, you do. You do. And this is my time to acknowledge my appreciation.
Well, it's my pleasure, man, and I thank you for coming, and I hope we'll see you again there this coming Wednesday. By the way, Wednesday is, I'm going to need your opinion because I'm wearing my wedding suit.
Ooh. I will look forward to seeing that. I'd rather see it in person rather than on Facebook.
Yeah, no, I want everybody to give me their opinion. I'm also thinking of, you know, the owl has been a thing with me and Goose since she was a little kid, and I found a very elegant dark necktie that will match the suit with an owl, tiny little owls on it. I think I may go with that motif.
Well, I've got that, got it as a red letter day in my book.
All right, man. Well, we appreciate that. Is there something we can play for you this afternoon?
Well, you know, that's one of those things that I like, and I don't know the name of it or whatever, but it's something that you play sometimes towards the end that, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
So
it's kind of like, yeah. That's it.
The curtain falls, yeah. Just stay and stay. So
that's
have
it.
Around
that's
on me, my friend.
Yeah, Joey, you got it. You got it.
Dancing across the USA.
We're putting Joey on American Idol.
But Greg kind of saves that. I'm just telling you, Frank,
play
for
the
end
of the show, yeah.
It's like a ritual thing for us. It's
I guess I'm always expecting the best of the best.
We do our best, no pun intended. Well, Frank, good to hear from you, man.
All right.
See
good
you
to
Wednesday.
Talk to you, man.
See you Wednesday. Y'all.
I can't wait to see you in your suit Wednesday.
Sparky!
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I'm out here finishing up my last job. I think about gouging my ears out, but I've been in and out of the vehicle all day and didn't hear if McCabe had been fired.
No, I've been checking Drudge every 5 minutes, and if Sessions does not fire him, then I'm going to advocate for his dismissal as attorney general. There's no
reason. Yeah, he needs to be fired.
This guy not only needs to be fired, he needs to be charged criminally as well.
Yep. Well, that's sad news.
Appreciate
it. Oh, well. Got a screwdriver in hand. I'll finish the job here.
Right, good luck, guys. Take care. And if it happens, we'll bring it to you first.
And we have two requests.
Yes.
If we can fit them in. One for Mayberry CSI. That is from an investigator.
Uh-huh.
And old Harold Delaney.
Oh, boy. Well, we're going to try and get all of those in. A brain examination from Dr. Sigmund Azebo is scheduled next. So we'll try and work them all in. I think, though, we're going to be pretty tight till 5 o'clock. Crawdad, hang on.
I knew I needed hearing aids. It got to where I couldn't hear half of what people were saying. But the price of hearing aids today? Thousands of dollars? I couldn't afford them.
If the high cost of hearing aids is keeping you from the life you want to live, we have good news. Now there's a company that makes great hearing aids that real people can afford. Advanced Affordable Hearing. Advanced Affordable Hearing's rechargeable hearing aids start at thousands less than most hearing aids. You get crystal clear digital sound processing, automatic noise reduction, all the leading edge technology that captures the frequencies most people with hearing loss need to hear. And since it's rechargeable, you'll never pay a dime for batteries. Order today and you'll receive the USB charger absolutely free. That's right, free. Rated A+ of the Better Business Bureau, Advanced Affordable Hearing has helped tens of thousands of people hear better. And right now, get a free USB charger plus free shipping when you buy Advanced Affordable Hearing's rechargeable hearing aid. Just call 1-800-325-1829 to get this special offer. That's 1-800-325-1829. 1-800-325-1829.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
AC by Luke Choir has been going strong for 35 years, and we've got no plans on slowing down anytime soon. You've come to depend on Luke Choir for all your air conditioning, heating, and plumbing needs. This has been all possible thanks to our loyal customers like you. And as a special thanks, Luke Choir wants to make it easier than ever before to get yourself a brand new energy-efficient Carrier home comfort system. That's right. Now through May 31st, get up to $1,250 in exclusive Carrier factory rebates on qualifying Carrier systems. Beat the Alabama heat. Entry. treat yourself to the home comfort you deserve. Visit acbythechoir.com today for this and other special offers. Luke Choir is here for you when you need us, and we never charge an overtime fee. Turn to the experts at Luke Choir for all your air conditioning, heating, and plumbing needs. That's acbythechoir.com. Again, that's acbythechoir.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
No other vehicle quite matches the 2018 Mercedes-Benz E-Class, so we compared it to a dolphin. A dolphin's brain-to-body size is second only to humans. The E-Class's brainy driver assistance systems are one of the many reasons why it's one of the most advanced and highly intelligent sedans on the road today. Lastly, a dolphin sleeps with one eye open. The command navigation system keeps an eye out for your route, traffic conditions, and more. There's never been a better time to experience the intelligence of the 2018 Mercedes-Benz E-Class. Lease the 2018 E300 Sports Sedan with an NHTSA 5-star overall safety rating for $569 a month for 36 months with $4,935 due at signing. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
Monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through April 2nd, 2018. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors at 217 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or shop online at jackingrammercedes.com. It's time to love what you drive.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Hello?
Mrs. Lord, good day to you. How do you do?
All right.
Good. This is Dr. Sid Manazibo. I call on the behalf of the school board in Birmingham, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I called to ask you about your boy because he go back to the school this week. Am I correct? He go back to the Inslee High School I have down here on my paper.
Yes.
And they say that the boy is fine, but they suspect that maybe the boy get the violence and the anger from you because they have me to call you so I can schedule you for a brain examination because they suspect that either you or the boy has cranial stenosis.
What is that?
That is be crazy. It makes you crazy. It makes you very bad temper.
I'm a crazy parent.
That is what the school tell me. You do not come to the doctor's office to get checked out. We cannot let your boy back in the school.
Okay, then he just won't be back in the school?
Do not raise voice at me, ma'am. I am doctor.
Doctor who?
Dr. Azibo. Dr. Sidman Azibo. I'm from the Nigeria. Please respect me, ma'am.
I wouldn't give a f- where you from? You don't call. He'll talk about somebody damn crazy calling. He'll talk about he must be crazy because his mama kind of crazy. She needs brain surgery.
Yes, ma'am. The American black women, that is what you do. You get so angry so quick because you drink the liquor. And you get angry. You get
because we drank the liquor.
Yes, ma'am. That is what's wrong with American women.
Wrong with you?
Now, Miss Lord, what time is good for me to come? Because you obviously need the medicine. I have the medicine here for you, for your brain.
Well, you come bring me the medicine for my brain to my house.
What is I?
You got the number yourself. You should have the address.
I bring the medicine with a Nigerian whooping right behind him.
Okay, but you bring your Nigerian whooping, and I got a ghetto whooping for your ass. Come on.
Don't you start with me, Miss Lord.
You don't call here with no.
I will smack you in the mouth. I will walk out, shut up, and I will put these moves on you, baby.
Well, you abacadabra move on you.
Your son is going to be just like, he's going to be just like you, and you're all going to
be. If my son is going to be just like me, he's going to be all right.
You and your son will go to the club together and chase me.
Yourself, old sister.
I'm not
sick. This old sister.
I'm not sick. You were calling me doctor.
Call me nurse.
Call you crazy because that is how you act. You act like you're crazy. You act like you're stuck.
You the one got craniac or something, whatever. You the one got something wrong with
freaky dicky.
Back it up. phone before I find out where the you at.
Your son will work at rallies and make big Bufords for me.
All right, that's all right. He'll have to get there to bring home some big Bufords for his family.
And then you will get big and you will have a chili dog belly.
That's all right, like you got a chili dog face, your long face.
Crack don't smoke itself. Why did you make a fist? Why are you making fists? Y'all, I was drunk off my face. It always makes anything 10 times better. I am freaking losing my mind. I really think that I'm about to have some kind of breakdown. I will give up whiskey for Lent. I like bourbon. Nice way to lead off, Jay. Your face is about to be real rosy when I punch it. Don't try to make me feel better with a cheeseburger. Yay! There's a reason that I'm still single. I dated a 21-year-old when I was 31, so last year, and that's just, it's too much. I mean, I think I'm pretty freaking awesome. I'm very, very independent, and I found that sometimes that doesn't work. I'm just going to be quiet now.
It's for the best.
The things Emily says. It's 5:32. Jeff Sessions is still not fired. McCabe, we're waiting. We're on McCabe Watch here. Crawdad has been patiently painting on the phone. Hello.
Good afternoon.
What's up?
It was interesting to hear you mention a couple of times that Janelle really likes the owls.
Yes.
That was my mom's favorite thing. She kind of collected stuff that was owl-oriented, you know? I just thought that was pretty neat. Do they have a raptor rescue place? You mentioned that she and her husband-to-be do animal rescue. Do they have a raptor rescue down that way?
Off the top of my head, I don't know.
Okay. You know, Auburn, we got one in Auburn.
Yeah,
I don't know. And what's the one up there near Birmingham, something, Mountain? They had the concerts up there sometimes.
Oak Mountain?
Yes, there's a raptor rescue center up there. And I just thought that was pretty neat because I love owls. Around here, we've got, right here in the neighborhood here, we have two big old great horned owls that will talk to each other just about every day. And over in Forest Hills, there's a pair of snowy owls that live over there. Wingspan on that big snowy owl, it's about from one end of the front of your car to the other. Greg, it's a huge one.
Wow.
So I just thought, you know, you should, you know, just give her our best regards, of course. And I was trying while I was waiting to look around. I used to do a lot of leather working, and I thought I had a Tandy stamp that was an owl stamp. I used to make, you know, belts and sheaths, halters, key rings and stuff like that. And I was going to try to flip you one by there before you take off that had the owl stamp, but I didn't find it. Anyway, what's the little piece that you play from time to time? It's Sean, is it Morley, Morton, Sean, does the he said, she said thing?
Sean Morey, yeah.
Morey, that's the last name, Morey. Yeah, can we hear that?
I believe we can.
Thank you, sir. Y'all have a good weekend.
Thank you, Crawdad. All right, now I think it's only fair, since we've had fun at her expense this afternoon, that when Emily texts for a request that we honor it and play it.
And you should.
And that's what we're going to do right now.
It's here, my mystery day.
Hello, this is Joey Clark.
Oh, no.
Mystery day.
No.
Are you ready for your mystery day?
Joey.
Don't be late. It could be great. Open the door for your mystery day.
When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
How do you feel about full frontal nudity?
Or a dud? Fun and surprises. That's mystery dating.
Open the door for your mystery day.
Would you like me to bend
over? Joey, that's disgusting.
That's what Emily wanted to hear, and we rushed to get it on.
Well, I'm happy you requested that, Emily.
It's even more important than the traffic mess on 85, and we'll get an update on that in just moments. I would like to take a second here to thank our friends at Gulf States Mobility for their long-term support for the show. Gulf States Mobility, you know, they deal with a situation that we don't even like to think about, that in one instant, a drunk driver, as we learned from our friend Donnie, life is normal 1 minute and totally changed the next because of somebody else's recklessness. our wounded warriors coming home, facing a dramatically reconfigured life because of a wound that they sustained. These are the situations that Gulf States Mobility takes head on and tries to restore as many choices to those shattered lives as possible. Because what they told me about their customers, their clients, and asked me to give videos, these are, of all the people on the planet, we've got enough self-pity in this country over nothing. These are people that have lost limbs, lost mobility, and they have every reason to feel sorry for themselves, but they're just not that way. They just want to do as much for themselves as they can. And that's the mission statement at Gulf States Mobility, to make that possible to the greatest extent possible for each and every situation. They also sell vehicles, voice command technology-operated vehicles at Gulf States Mobility with long-term loans and terms that will allow somebody who thought they would never drive again to take control of their schedule back. And when you've lost it and thought you've lost it forever, that's a big deal. The MV1, too, which is a vehicle that wheelchair-bound people will find very user-friendly and not so difficult in terms of getting in and out when they have to use a wheelchair when they're not driving. They do even create things from scratch, a customized approach, because there's no one-size-fits-all solution to these types of issues. Gulf States Mobility at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. If you need them, their number is 514-6590. And if you don't, we always ask you to visit them on Facebook and like them for the great work that they do. Gulf States Mobility. It's our buddy Herman.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's going on with you?
I'm trying to get to the house. I just passed that massive backup on the 85-65. It's still pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to get around it, though.
Yeah.
Hey, can I hear some time made?
All right, I think that'll be our last request because I think we're kind of full up. So if we can get some time, maybe we will.
I like the murder scene one.
I do too. It's just I got 22 minutes left. I'll see if I can make it work. You got to call earlier for the longer ones. I'm sorry, Herman. I'll do my best, okay?
That's all right. Y'all have a good weekend.
All right, you too. All right, let's head back to the traffic dungeon for the latest on 85 South and other areas.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. They now have 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for only $17. Made locally and healthy for your pup. Ask Randy about it. Prattville Farm Center, a quarter mile south of McDonald's on Highway 31.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Of course, we're still watching that accident on 85 southbound down toward the interchange. The flyover bridge from 85 southbound to 65 southbound is closed down. That's still a red alert in that area. Traffic is backed up past South Union, about midway between South Union and Mulberry Street. So it's still backed up pretty good there. You can get off at Ann Street and go around it if you'd like. Also, some bad traffic backup on the southbound lanes of the Eastern Boulevard from Atlanta Highway all the way down to I-85. So careful over that way as well. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop at Shoe Carnival, Cato, Professionnel, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, a McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're looking at a much warmer weekend forecast, but showers and thunderstorms will be around from time to time. That's the trade-off. For tonight and Saturday, the risk of showers and thunderstorms around from time to time. Overnight low in the upper 50s, high on Saturday up to about 77. More scattered showers and thunderstorms at times Saturday night into Sunday, mid-70s on Sunday. I think the rain chances are even a little higher on Sunday night into Monday. Showers and thunderstorms, a couple of those storms could be on the strong side. We'll be watching. Our weather app will keep you up to date on any weather changes over the weekend, plus hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, and interactive radar. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. It has instant notifications for severe weather alerts. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
A
Attention Montgomery, Prattville, and surrounding areas. If you're interested in the deal of a lifetime, don't miss this special event. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville must sell 100 new cars, or it will literally cost us thousands of dollars. All reasonable offers must be accepted. All trade-ins are welcome in any condition. Scratch, ding, or dented, we'll take it during Ram Truck Month. Get up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock. Plus, with a job bringing home $350 weekly, Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock this week at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
On select new 2017 in stock Ram 1500, all rebates and incentives to dealer negative equity may be applied to new loan offers don't combine.
The greatest show on dirt is back. It's time to ride. PRCA Extreme Freestyle Bullfights every night at the 61st Annual SLE Rodeo, March 15th through the 17th at Garrett Coliseum. Entertainment nightly is Montgomery's own funny man, Trent McFarland. Kids 12 and under, free on Thursday night. Family four packs for $40 on Friday night. For event and ticket information, visit slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO-2. The 61st Annual SLE Rodeo. Can't wait.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's, and we have a buy-a-thon going on. That's right. We're buying your no-longer-wanted diamonds, gold, platinum, silver, silver coins, gold bullion. Yeah, bring all that bullion on. Yeah, anything you don't want, bring it in. We can remake it, or we'll give you money for it. It's a buy-a-thon. We're going crazy giving away money. Bring in your coins. We'll give you six, seven, eight times the value. Buy-a-thon of Marguerite's now in the Peppertree shops near Chappie's. Come see us at Peppertree, Marguerite's.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Thank you. You know, religious people have such beautiful music and art, and atheists really have nothing. Until now. This is the entire atheist hymnal right here. A little song called Atheists Don't Have No Songs.
Christians have their hymns and pages.
Hymns and pages.
Hava Nagilas for the Jews.
For the Jews.
Baptists have the Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages.
Atheists just sing the blues.
Romantics play
Clair de Lune.
Clair de Lune.
Born again, sing He is Risen. But no one ever wrote a tune.
For godless existentialism. For atheists,
there's no good news.
They'll never sing
a song of faith.
In their songs,
they have a rule.
The He is always lowercase.
Some folks sing
a bacchantata.
Bacchantata.
Lutherans get Christmas trees. Atheist songs add up to nada.
Up to nada.
But they do have Sundays free.
Have Sundays free.
Pentecostals sing, they sing to heaven.
Sing to heaven.
Gothics had the book of scrolls. Numerologists count to seven.
Count to seven.
Atheists have rock and roll.
For atheists,
there's no good news.
They'll never sing
a song of faith.
In their songs,
they have a rule.
The He is always lowercase. The He is always lowercase.
Atheists don't have no songs.
Christians have their hymns and pages.
Hymns and pages.
Hava Nagilas for the Jews.
For the Jews.
Baptists have the Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages.
Atheists just sing the blues.
Catholics dress up for Mass
and listen to
Gregorian chants.
Atheists
just take a pass.
Watch football in their underpants. football in their underpants.
Atheist.
Don't have no songs.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. It's Happy Hour, the full Friday Mish Booker. Yours truly, Greg Budell.
Alan!
Big Prairie Dog, and of course, the one and only...
Joey!
Have we achieved success? Have we made the connection?
Well, it is busy over there at El Jalisco, so we have Jeanette on the line.
Well, hey, Jeanette.
Hey, Jeanette.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. We look forward to talking to you at El Jalisco. I'll tell you, every day we get calls from listeners who absolutely love the restaurant.
Yay! That's great. We love seeing new people.
Yes, and of course, we always recommend that they specifically ask to see Monica's dimples.
Oh. Someone came in the other day asking, and she was, like, scared. And I'm like, Mom, just go.
Of course, Monica's great dimples, that's an aesthetic touch to El Jalisco. Let's talk food. What you got special today?
Oh, today we have the Nachos El Jalisco, the cheesesteak burrito, and the shrimp adobe. Which, the Nachos El Jalisco is my favorite because it comes with chicken, steak, and shrimp, and a bunch of grilled veggies with cheese dip on top.
And the steak, give me that one more time.
The cheesesteak burrito?
The cheesesteak burrito. That's something I've got to try.
Oh, yes. It's really big. But it has steak, rice, beans, and onions inside, and the burrito is covered with cheese dip. So it's delicious.
One of the things I like, you know, because we went to a bunch of different Mexican restaurants in town that we had never been to. We went there once and never went back. It's like, okay, it's all right. El Jalisco is the place you go back to. And, I mean, portions are big. When you get your refried beans on the plate, that's one of my favorites. They cover it in cheese, not little dots of cheese here and there. They're very generous with that. And you also have some great drink specials there, too, because you got a full bar.
Oh, yes. We have our margaritas on the rocks and frozen. Until 7 o'clock, they're $3. So, come get them.
All right. Till 7 o'clock, $3 margaritas. As you can tell from her lovely voice, the staff there is very friendly. The service is excellent. Plenty of booth seating and incredibly reasonable prices. And the food, like I said, is outstanding. This is a family operation under new management. And they go back, I mean... These are family recipes. They are authentic, and the food is just sensational. And
we're also having this karaoke night, so if you're in the mood to sing, you should come on down tonight, and we'll be so excited to have you.
How about that? Karaoke night? I didn't know anything about that.
It's something new to try, so.
Great. Well, we got to let 84 and all the karaokeers know all about that.
Oh, yes. Come down.
And tell Monica, we want to do a news talk night down there, like after happy hour, come by and just get a bunch of folks together and have dinner.
Yeah, of course. Please, come down. We'd love to have you guys.
Because you are set up to do that. El Jalisco is right across from Krispy Kreme Donuts on Atlanta Highway. Like I said, the food, reasonably priced, absolutely sensational. And Mrs. Ritterbuttle's favorite salsa in the world is the homemade salsa at El Jalisco. She's addicted. She's absolutely addicted. Thank you for taking the time to join us.
Thank you so much.
All right, have a great weekend. And
you too.
Give Monica a squeeze on the face for me. She does have amazing dimples. So as it turns out, at 5:49, Herman wanted some Tom Mabe, right?
Do we have the time?
I think we have the time for Tom Mabe at 5:49.
Hello? Yes, can I speak with Tom Mabe? You've been selected to receive a complete digital satellite system for free.
Oh,
with this, you're going to...
Let me ask you something. Did you know Tom Mabe? Were you a friend of his?
No, I'm not. I'm just calling to...
Hold on one second, all right? Hey, guys, get really good pictures of the body. Yeah, dust everything down for prints. Thank you there. Let me bring you up to speed. You've actually called a murder scene. Now, Mr. Mabe is no longer with us. Officer Clark, I'm conducting a homicide investigation. I want to ask you a series of questions. What was the nature of the business you had with Tom Mabe?
I had no business with him. I'm sorry to bother you.
No, hey, hold on. Look, I want to ask you to stay on the phone. This call's already been traced, and we may need you to come in for further questions. questioning. you don't understand. I'm just calling. No. You don't understand. Unless you want to be charged with obstruction of justice, it's imperative to keep your ass on the phone line. I just talked with my supervisor. No, look. We'll get your supervisor in a second. Here, first of all, give me your whereabouts.
I'm at work.
You're at work?
Yes.
You being a smartass?
No, sir.
Let me put it to you this way, Mike. Say I want to mail your ass a letter. What would I have to write on the outside of that envelope to ensure the mailman would deliver it right to your ass? Geographically speaking, Mike, where is work?
48 Wilton, Colorado.
Uh-huh. Now, hold on. That's cool.
Yes, sir.
Mike, hold on one second, all right?
Yes, sir.
Abe just loves to have fun with telemarketers. No offense intended, of course. It is 5:52. Our final thank you of the afternoon goes to Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Like I mentioned earlier, you know, talking about Mr. Electric, when you need an electrician, it's so easy to refer people to them with confidence. When you want a company that you can depend on for top-notch service for your heating and air conditioning and plumbing needs, Clark's. That's the name. That's all you need to remember. And this number, 277-2125. Clark's has a club, and if you join the club, it's a $159 charge. You get two annual tune-ups to your system, and if they find something that needs to be addressed, you get that fixed at a discount on parts and labor. And by the way, you know, the Clark's, one of the first things they tell me, you know, your system should last 20 years at minimum, 30 on the long end, and that's assuming you give it regular service. And we get really ticked off when it stops working on a hot day, but whose fault is that, really? You know, what have you done for it? It serves you well, but what have you done for it? I've heard stories about people that haven't changed their filter in years. Things like that. You know, a few bucks for a filter that never gets replaced can lead to repairs that end up costing hundreds or even thousands of dollars. So let them take care of the comfort of you and your family and look after all your plumbing needs. They hire the best in each trade, and everybody is thoroughly background checked. I mean, thoroughly background checked. And they agree to be drug tested on an ongoing basis just so Clark's can feel confident about who they're sending into people's homes. And you'll pick up on that right away. They're really great folks. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, you better call Clark's, 277-2125, or visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Still red alert conditions around the interchange, 85 South to 65 South on the bridge, and overturned 18-wheeler there. So be very careful in that area. Traffic backed up from the accident scene back past South Union. You can get off on Ann Street or Perry Hill Road and get around this accident. It's just really from South Union down to the interchange where the traffic is so heavy. Also on the northbound lanes of the Eastern Boulevard, that'll be just north of Wears Ferry Road. There's an accident there that has traffic backed up all the way back to Atlanta Highway, so be careful over there. Get ready for spring with Midtown Plaza. Shop at Cricket, Young America Insurance, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, a McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right, all right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and boy, do I have some exciting news for you. So listen up. If you've been considering a home refinance, wait no longer. Now is the time to start saving money. Whether you are looking to lower your monthly payment, shorten your term, make home improvements, or simply pay off higher rate credit card debt, an Alabama Home Mortgage is just what you need. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that. Mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. Before you call a bank or out-of-town lender, give me a call at 567-4223. You'll see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. All it takes is one call or click to start saving money right away. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here, creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
All right, take care now.
How could you let them go?
Most of this country probably wants him to go away.
There's no sense getting all riled up every time a bunch of idiots give you a hard time.
Take care now.
Mommy, could we please talk about this later?
Bye-bye then.
In the end, the universe tends to unfold as it should.
Bye-bye, bye-bye, my baby, bye-bye.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
Will the curtain fall?